Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to our Action Research podcast created by the HEAR Lab team at the University of Houston Graduate College of Social Work. The HEAR Lab is a hub for engaged action research, and the mission of the lab is to build the capacity of scholars to create and disseminate collaborative, accessible, anti-racist research that centers community and fuels social change. Through hosting different activities such as walk and learns, webinars, or disseminating one-page research briefs, the team hopes to amplify research beyond articles and connect scholars to one another. Research should be done to create an impact, and by hosting this podcast, the hope is to have more awareness around anti-racist research approaches, as well as seeing how research goes beyond articles to connect to practice and policy. During this episode, we will hear from the HEAR Lab team about their inspiration, the mission of the HEAR Lab, and how individuals and groups can get involved. You're listening to your host, Anil Arora, and today we welcome Jody Gardner, who is a third-year PhD student at the GCSW. She has been working with the HEAR Lab since it launched in August 2021. As an emerging scholar, she is passionate about creating intentional opportunities for social change. And as a member of the HEAR Lab team, she is excited to be a part of a project that is committed to connecting research to communities that we serve and the policies that shape the world we live in.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for having me, Anil.
We'll also have Dr. Sarah Narendorf, who is an associate professor and associate dean for research and faculty development at the UH Graduate College of Social Work. In her role as associate dean of research, she has been thinking about building supports for faculty and students to more effectively engage in anti-racist research that effectively partners with community through conceptualization to dissemination.
Hey, Anil. Happy to be here.
HEAR Lab team, thank you for joining us. Let's begin by having you share with our listeners the inspiration behind creating the HEAR Lab from each of your perspectives.
Thanks, Anil. I'll start out because this is something we've been talking about at the GCSW for a few years. I think increasingly as we started to connect to an anti-racist research mission of really making our school an anti-racist college of social work, we started thinking differently about research and how do we actually get research more quickly into the hands where it can make an impact, and then have folks in the community actually influencing us in terms of the questions that we're asking and really connecting what we're doing to impact. So we started talking about a public impact lab to support faculty in doing this work. It's not what we have traditionally been trained to do. You know, we are great at writing articles. But tweeting and doing infographics and communicating in other ways is sort of out of the wheelhouse of a lot of us. So the public impact lab idea was one way that we could think of to really build something into the supports at the college to help researchers to do things a little differently or to go beyond peer-reviewed journal articles to think about where do we really want this information to get and, you know, what is the change it can impact. So that was the start of the lab. And so with that in mind, I got a couple of doctoral students. Jody primarily was like, you know, all her assignment last year, this year is we were the public impact lab. Our name, the HEAR Lab, came through that process. And of course, Anil, you've been part of the team, and Andre. So we really had great synergy from the beginning and I've realized how important having so many different perspectives and the energy of students and emerging scholars is to like doing this work in different ways. It's the next generation of scholars that's going to lead us. So I'll turn it over to Jody to talk more about, you know, what she's seen in her time and, you know, how we've evolved as a lab.
Yeah, so for me, when I joined the HEAR Lab, as Dr. Narendorf said, the Public Impact Lab at first, one of the first articles I was assigned to read or asked to read was a special issue about public impact scholarship. So when I think about what we're doing as a team, I really think it's a call to action for social workers to engage in more public impact scholarship and think about our process of like Dr. Nandorf said, about how our research is impacting and getting to the community that we're serving. Historically, I think we haven't always done the best job of that. And so it's about being really intentional about what we're doing and how we're disseminating our information.
Thank you for sharing that. And it's wonderful to hear about how the HEAR Lab is going beyond by getting research in the hands of individuals, where it can make an impact, being able to have the community shape how research or what research is being conducted. As you both mentioned, the idea of public impact, let's transition a little bit to the vision of the HEAR Lab.
So I'll start off, but the vision of the HEAR Lab, we were really grounded in our mission, which is very connected to the vision of the Graduate College of Social Work, which is achieving social justice, social, racial, economic, and political justice. When we started as a college to really focus in on how could we do research differently to do that, we grounded ourselves in this mission of the HEAR Lab, which is supporting scholars, cultivating, having these conversations, facilitating folks getting work out in different ways, with this broader vision of really achieving change. So we're hoping that through what we do in the HEAR Lab, research has impact, which is, you know, speaks more broadly to the vision of the GCSW to achieve social justice. So Jody, what do you think? And more to say about that?
Yeah, I think when I think about vision, it's more operational than that. Absolutely. What Dr. Nerner said about, you know, on a bigger picture, tying into the vision of the college and making sure that we're centered in our social work practices and our ethical guidelines. But when I think about vision personally, I think about just like us continuing to grow as a team and grow the engagement we have and grow the reach of the products that we're creating and growing the capacity of the not only the students that are part of the lab and the faculty at the school, but really the community in a bigger picture, being able to just, I keep going back to this, but being able to access what we're trying to do and what we're trying to create.
Yeah, I feel like one of the things that has been super successful for us that I think is the route to achieving our vision has been really taking this exploratory approach and building on the strengths of the folks who we're connecting with. So, you know, right from the start, I think we realized the amazing strengths that our doctoral students have, you know, just sitting around the table. We also have a few community folks who've engaged with us in the lab. And, you know, we have faculty who are involved with us as well. And I think we've done a lot that's like, hey, this podcast, for example, let's try something out, you know, and Anil, clearly you have a talent for this and a passion for it. And we got some MSW student volunteers who also were sort of interested in what we're doing. And here we are, you know, so it's super exciting to see, like, we didn't necessarily think that we would launch a podcast when, you know, when we started the lab, right? But, you know, we have these amazing resources, you know, through what people are doing. Another thing that, you know, I'll let Jody talk more about this, but she had a great idea of engaging MSW students who really often don't really know what research is happening, aren't really connected to research and its impact. And she designed and launched a training, and we have a lot of MSW students now engaged in the lab. So I think, you know, one of the things that I think is a strength that we bring is, you know, how do you have impact? Do you like leverage strengths? And, you know, the excitement and the enthusiasm of folks who were not trained, you know, a long time ago, but have some new ideas and a lot of connection to, you know, new ways of sharing research.
Absolutely. It's so interesting to hear the vision of the HEAR Lab and how the University of Houston Graduate College of Social Work is a leader in their unique approach to research. It's also fantastic to hear the different perspectives because that's what allows us to create a sustainable opportunity to engage scholars in all realms, whether we have community scholars, whether we have academic scholars, connecting to all scholars to engage them in this research that creates change. So let's talk a little bit about how this demonstrates an anti-racist approach.
That's a great question. I think we are very intentional with when we say anti-racist, and we've had lots of conversations within our team and within the community, the MSW students and other people we engage in our talks about what it means to be anti-racist and how it is not just a destination we end up at, but this iterative process that we're always kind of talking about and being intentional. We want to engage other people in that conversation and just challenge people to think about being anti-racist in their research approaches from beginning to end and what that looks like for them and us, and how it looks like for us to support them.
Yeah, I love what you're saying, Jody. I also know that, you know, broadly as the Associate Dean for Research, thinking about how do we really take an anti-racist approach to research in our college, centering community is critical, right? And to centering voices that have been left out traditionally. And so trying to think about how do we do that and enable and build supports for folks to do that, from the point of asking a research question to designing their methods and figuring out who's going to be on their research team, to then dissemination of the findings, the analysis, you know, all of those things. Ideally, we're really bringing and centering community and the impact that we want to have at all points of the research process. And it's challenging to do that. It takes resources, it takes time, and a lot of times the incentives in academic institutions haven't lent themselves to that. You know, so in some ways, we're in doing anti-racist research and building these supports to do anti-racist research is counter to sort of the institutions, is trying to build an institution to think differently, to work differently in an institution that wasn't designed, you know, with communities of color in mind, or to bringing those voices to the forefront. So I think that, you know, throughout what we're doing, you know, if it's creating a one-page version of a peer-reviewed journal article, we want to make that easier for folks in community to, it's not behind a paywall, it's written in language that is understandable, and to have more people learn about the research in ways that makes change. We've talked a lot about trying to connect more intentionally with policy. How do we know what's happening in the policy environment? What people are thinking about, how the work we're doing kind of more directly connects to what people in the community are talking about and thinking about. So I think, you know, we haven't arrived there yet as the HEAR Lab to have all of those supports, but I think we're pretty grounded in our mission of facilitating supports to do anti-racist research that is really, you know, fundamentally about impact, about getting the word out differently and doing things differently than sort of what has been often conceptualized as like the way to do research.
Yeah, and I just want to emphasize that it's not us doing the work for other people, but it really, as we talk about being grounded in our mission, it's really helping the people around us remove those barriers, and what ways we can do that. If it's helping teach, if it's helping, you know, build the one pagers for them, or sharing the tools we use to make infographics, but it is not us doing it for them. It's removing barriers to build the capacity of them to be able to do it for themselves as well.
So Jody, tell me a little bit about how you think the HEAR Lab produces or creates that or supports an anti-racist approach.
I think it starts with a commitment from us. And again, I go back to the intentionality of it, the commitment to always be learning, to always be asking the people we engage with to be learning and to be questioning what they're doing and the practices they're using and the language they're using. And really, like I said, from beginning to end, making sure that we're continuing to engage that style of thinking in our process.
Yeah. And as part of the team, I think it's great to hear how the HeroLab centers community, whether it's from the research question to how research is being produced, or just continuing that learning process and the learning not just being about dissemination in academic journals, but really that iterative process that creates research. And as someone that is also part of the team, this podcast being created, right? There is opportunity to connect with scholars in all realms of life through a podcast, through one-pagers that are accessible and not behind a paywall. So I just want to reiterate how the team has really been creative. Even if it's posting on Twitter, how can we break down research articles that are produced and published in academic journals and put them into bite-sized, quick, readable infographics that allow for people to interact. So it's very exciting to be a part of this team. And I just want to really thank you all for being here today. And before we sign off, could you guys briefly share how people can get involved?
Thanks, Anil. Yeah, absolutely. Well, of course, follow us on social media, number one. If you're not at the GCSW, connect to us at GCSW Here Lab on Twitter. So Twitter is our primary social media engagement strategy at the moment. We also have a walk and listen series, one coming up soon, we hope. And, you know, it, up on our website will be the listing of the latest one you can check out. But that's an opportunity for us to cultivate conversations among folks and build a community of people listening to the same podcast, engaging, tweeting about what they heard each week. So that's a 4-week take a walk, listen, and tweet about it. And those are usually themed around, you know, and social action, anti-racist topics, really getting us thinking about something. Jody, what did I miss? How else can folks get involved with the Here Lab?
Yeah, as a shameless plug, we have a blog that we recently started as well. If you Google GCSW Here Lab, you can pull up our website through the GCSW and play around with it. Check out our blog that we talked a lot about today about centering the voices of people in the community. And that blog is written by people in the community who are engaging with us and their experiences with research and what it means to them. And yeah, that's that. I think we covered it.
It's great to hear from you all about the vision and where the Here Lab is going and how people can get involved. I think one thing that's important to talk about is why this podcast. And if I can share first and talk about the importance is really allowing this to connect to individuals, to community scholars, scholars in all realms. So this can go beyond just publishing in academic journals, but connect to anyone and everyone and let them know that their voice can be heard, that they can be part of the research process from the very beginning of creating the question to what the procedures of a research project can look like, to dissemination and where it should be disseminated, whether it's on infographics on Twitter or being able to create a community conversation through our blogs. So I think this is really important of why we created the podcast. What about you, Al? It would be great to hear from you what your guys' thoughts are.
Yeah, I love what you said, Anil. And I know our vision of having a researcher who's like more of like a formally trained researcher, somebody that's been leading the work together with students that have been involved in the project, community folks that have helped to co-create the research and really facilitate that conversation to better understand and share out with folks who are also trying to do this work. Ideas about the process, what's worked, what hasn't worked, what did we learn, And then what is the impact that we want to have? So through our podcast, I'm hoping that this Action Research podcast is yet one more way that folks can learn about research and the impact that we want it to have.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys really summed it up nicely. So I don't have much to add, but when we spend a lot of time talking about dissemination of what we're doing as researchers, as a community, and I think if we talk about how we're going to disseminate work, we can't focus on any one area, right? We need to get creative. How people receive information is different and individualized. And so I think broadening our reach and the ways that we're disseminating is important to explore, and building on the strengths of the people in the room, the people at our table. And I think that's exactly what we're doing with our wonderful host, Anil.
So one last question for you, Anil. What is your vision for this podcast?
Yeah, that's fantastic. Thank you for asking that. I think this is an opportunity to really connect with scholars in all research teams. So many times it seems as if research is so far removed behind so many walls and only specific people conduct research, but really allowing and having people see that this podcast can open up the doors for anyone and everyone, that we want this podcast to be an opportunity that connects with scholars to allow their voices to be part of the research process, whether it's thinking about the question, whether it is how the research is conducted, to where it is being published. I hope to get people involved and have conversations and have the tough conversations so that we don't have to hide behind paywalls, but really we can have that open opportunity to have conversations. The Here Lab team is here to connect with scholars and community to amplify voices in research. We look forward to connecting with listeners through their reflection and conversations. Stay in touch or share your thoughts by tagging us on Twitter at GCSW Here Lab. Rate our show, leave us a review, and subscribe so you can learn about all things Here Lab and can cultivate change in research procedures, policy, and impact practice. Connecting with scholars and community to amplify voices in research. This is your host, Anil Arora, signing off, Living the Dream.